Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Now, I've been told we're going to do this a little differently this week.
Yes, a little bit of a different theme here. And the evolution of this, the power surge for the playoffs, is there's only 14 teams, obviously, that are in the mix. And I didn't want to do the traditional, oh, well, here's our Super Bowl favorite, who I think is going to play in the Super Bowl. I originally did this, and we had talked about doing like a pie.
You love pie.
Oh, there's no question I love pie. And I'm going to go with the Costco pumpkin pie to start with. Maybe next week, we'll, as things start to get a little bit juicier, we'll start to get into the fruit pies and something a little bit more palatable, other than for Heather's, who's scrunching her nose at the thought of...
I love Costco pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah.
It's like one of my favorite pies.
And they're gigantic. Well, so when you got 14 teams, like this is... And so I was like, well, but let's do percentages. Well, with 14 teams and 100, like the percentages get weird.
Yeah.
And so then I thought, well, and as I started to put them together, they started to become and started to, for me, be placed into tiers. So the biggest slice of the pie is going to be tier one, and I'm going to go all the way down to the smallest slice of the pie. Chances to win the Super Bowl. Not win a playoff game, because some of these teams that I have at the bottom may win a playoff game, but I don't believe they have much of a chance to win the Super Bowl. So we'll start at the bottom, and I do want to give a brief update on how we got where we are. And I've got all of the power surges in front of me.
He really does.
And so, this is the way I do my notes. Like, I started with some envelopes because it was what I had. I ran out of envelopes and I went to some notepads. And week one, let's just review where we were week one.
You're not going to go through every week, are you?
No.
Okay.
Kansas City, Detroit, Baltimore, Philly, Houston, San Francisco. San Francisco fell by the wayside.
Yeah.
Buffalo wasn't even, they weren't even on the envelope. Week two, Buffalo, still not on the envelope. Obviously, we know the Buffalo Bills have had a pretty damn good season. We're talking about Sean McDermott. What does he do? Is he a possible late fire if they lose early? Same thing with Philly. All of these teams that we've talked about throughout the course of the football season. So, of the teams that are eligible, the playoff teams, I've got two with the very smallest piece of the pie. If it was a percentage, I would have given them 1%.
Like crumbs here, basically.
Crumbs to win the Super Bowl. And the basic reason is Commanders and Broncos. Can anyone say the one thing that they have in common?
Rookie quarterbacks.
And I don't believe they may win a game. I don't even think that they get to an AFC or NFC championship game because rookies are going to do rookie things at some point, and the future is very bright for both of those organizations, whether it's Quinn as the coach, it's their quarterback, or it's Sean Payton, and it's Bo Nix. It's like there are things that are exciting, but they're just not there yet. So the Commanders and the Broncos, the tier I gave them was rookies. All right, they are in the smallest piece of the pie. The next one up, teams that I believe are, again, it's nice that they participate. They got next to no chance. This is tier five. I've got the Steelers, the Packers, and the Texans. And again, it really somewhat comes down to quarterbacks. You got a second-year quarterback in C.J. Stroud, kind of a sophomore slump. Jordan Love with the Packers is a guy that I think in big moments just doesn't play big. And he may play big for a game. I don't know that they find a way to beat the Eagles, but, and the same thing with the Steelers. Like, hey, thank you for another over 500 season. Thank you for participating in the playoffs. but it's in probably an early exit as well. Tier four, I've got two teams in this one. And again, I think they're very comparable. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Los Angeles Rams. Again, quarterbacks that could be competitive, and they may win a game, but I don't think there's any way that, and we're starting to get into, they may be able to make an NFC Championship game, but there's no way that they end up making the Super Bowl. And again, I want to get your thoughts on how I've grouped these teams. Tier three.
You've done a good job so far. Continue.
Tier three, Vikings and Chargers. And you start to see comparisons in how I've grouped these teams. Now, I think Justin Herbert is much greater than Sam Darnold. But I think they are, the Vikings are more of a fraud, where the Chargers are more of a up-and-coming team in the future that if they start to get some more pieces, they don't have a great wide receiver core. And Johnston is not a guy, I know he had a career game at the end of the season, but he's not a guy that, he's got the most drops in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Not a guy that you're going to rely on. So they're kind of in that middle tier. Now we're starting to get to the competitors for the Super Bowl. In tier two, I've got the Eagles and the Ravens. A couple of teams that, yeah, okay, they look the part. But I don't believe in a playoff stretch that the Eagles, especially since they're going to have to go on the road, and we all know that it either goes through Kansas City on the AFC side or it goes through Detroit on the NFC side. I don't believe they're teams that are consistent enough. They can threaten both with really good run games, both with mobile quarterbacks, but both guys have kind of come up small in the playoffs, especially when it matters most, whether it's Super Bowl or AFC Championship games and Lamar Jackson. Now, tier one, and I'm going to dig a little bit deeper into this, is three teams, Lions, Bills, Chiefs. I think the Super Bowl champ is going to be one of those three, and I don't know that that's groundbreaking material, but the way I have it is in tier one, ranking one, two, and three, Lions have the biggest slice of the pie. As a percentage, I went 17. Bills, 16%. Chiefs, 14%. I don't know that the Bills are consistent enough. And I'm not looking at the way that either of those teams finished, although I do think there is carryover from how you finish the season. You know, the Chiefs got blown out by the Broncos. The Chiefs didn't play anybody, but there's still this feeling that they're going to have to sit on that for 2 weeks. And now the Bills, hey, they lost to the Patriots, again, they didn't play anybody, but when you look at how they ended the season, 2 weeks prior to that, just following the Lions' win, they almost lost to the Patriots again. Like, it was a close game, 24-21, and they threatened a little bit. I don't know that they were ever not in control of that game, but I've got the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are the one team that a lot of people will be picking that could actually be the biggest disappointment.
Get upset early.
Could get upset early. And it's hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes. I did this with Brady about the middle of his career, and then I said, hey, no, until he's done playing, I'm never going to bet against him. Kind of the same thing with Patrick Mahomes. Their defense is why they're here.
Well, it's a combination of if they lower the score and play the game in the low 20s, it's always a game for Patrick Mahomes to wake up in a big spot in the third quarter, the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Overtime if necessary. Yeah, they have to be in tier one. So I love how you did this. I think you could have combined Rams, Bucks, Vikings, and Chargers all into one tier as teams who could win a game, could get hot, but can't win it. I think maybe splitting hairs with that group. But the other question I'd have for you is, do the Eagles belong in the big tier?
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.
I don't think so. I think there's, and whether it's Sirianni, whether it's Jalen Hurts, whether it's some of the injuries that they've had on defense, or it's locker room, like everything that goes on through the course of the season in the locker room, off the field, on the field, are highlighted in the playoffs. And I think there's something about the Eagles team, and it's maybe it's just one of those feelings, it's just something about them that I don't believe they'll be able to get it done in the playoffs. And don't be surprised if they don't get it done in the playoffs. If they're not playing in Detroit for the NFC Championship, don't be surprised if Sirianni's not one of those looking for a job or they're looking for a new coach in Philly.
So later in the week, we are going to talk about who you want to play.
Yeah.
This is kind of a cheat sheet. Commanders and Packers near the bottom. It makes sense with seeding. You had the Vikings as your highest slotted potential Lions opponent.
And we heard what Dan Campbell said after the game. Hey, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. It's possible. But again, when I talk about none of those teams, I don't fear any of those teams. I don't fear any of those teams in the NFC. The fear doesn't come until you get to the Super Bowl. But the way that the Lions played post-Buffalo, if you are going to choose violence and you get to be violent at home, I don't know that there's a team that wants to come to Detroit. We always talk about, hey, what would it have been like to play the Rams? Okay, the Sol Stafford, Goff, the, you know, all that stuff. Like, that can scare some people. There's a lot of people in the NFL right now that are very fearful, in fact, frightened of playing a violent Detroit Lions team.
Oh, yeah, I don't think Detroit should be afraid of anybody in the first playoff game. I will say, of the potential opponents they could play, only one of them has a coach and a quarterback who've won a Super Bowl. The Rams.
Yep.
More time this week on that. It's 97.1.